This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Well, starting today, the Pitchfork Music Festival takes over Chicago's Union Park on the Near West Side. 42 bands will be playing over 3 days. So it's a big chance to see some big artists like Erykah Badu, St. Vincent, and some local acts of note like DJ Nate, Jamila Woods, and Divino Nino. And it's a chance for the young Chicago band Horse Girl to perform on the same stage as one of its idols. WBEZ Mary Dixon spoke with the band about the journey to Pitchfork.
Horse Girl got together as high schoolers who loved indie and alt-rock from the 80s and 90s, My Bloody Valentine, Stereolab, and especially Sonic Youth. On Saturday, they'll play Pitchfork's Green Stage just a few hours before Sonic Youth's co-founder, Kim Corden. Gigi Reese is Horse Girl's drummer.
This may be embarrassing, I don't know, but I was talking about it this morning with my friend of how I have these old Reeboks that, like, I wore all the time, and I wrote on one of them. I wrote Kim Gordon. I don't even really know why. It was just like we are such huge Sonic Youth fans. I keep joking like, oh, I can wear them to Pitchfork, but like obviously I'm not going to do that. But it, like, I feel like it just represents how, like, she as like a figure has been so inspirational to us, and like, and also just Pitchfork, like.
I mentioned the band met as high schoolers. Reese and guitarist Nora Chang will be returning to Chicago this weekend from New York after their first few weeks in college. They're 18. They recorded their first EP in guitarist Penelope Lowenstein's basement. She's 17.
My family is, like, they're really into music, and I grew up sort of going to Pitchfork since I could get in for free under 10. Like, I was one of those kids running around on the picnic blankets.
Lowenstein, Reese, and Chang grew up going to Wiggle Worms at the Old Town School of Folk Music, Girls Rock Chicago, and School of Rock. They started playing together, and Lowenstein says they gelled at a memorable open mic.
After the show, we, like, came up to these kids, and we were like, oh, my God, do you guys like Sonic Youth? And they were like, yes, oh, my God. It was just, like, it was this crazy moment of, like, finding other kids who also are, like, into the same stuff. And so I think now, like, the term punk has maybe started to be, like, adopted by some of us and our friends, and I think it's different than, like, old school punk. It's more just like the ideology of, like, DIY music.
Some would call Horse Girl's music shoegaze or no wave. The executive director for festivals at Pitchfork, Adam Kreffman, just likes what he hears.
I think they've got really mature songwriting, and I think that the musicianship and the songwriting and the sounds and the obvious references to other music that they're making in their own, I wouldn't have guessed that they're, you know, 17 years old, 18 years old.
Just as the pandemic was shutting down clubs they're too young to play, Horse Girl signed on with Matador Records and started recording an album. When they announced the deal, the band recalled pooling their money to see Yola Tango, another indie band on Matador, and how some grown-ups hassled them, saying they were too young to like good music. But they say kids are going to bring back punk. Anything you want to tell the adults who were rude to you at Yola Tango?
Come see us 1 p.m. on the green stage. Mm-hmm. Oh. The adults.
Yeah. Kids know music more than anybody expects.
Start a band even though you don't know how to play an instrument.
Especially
if you don't know how to play an instrument. Yes.
That's very punk.
Exactly.
This is 91.5. WBEZ.